I am Hamid Mir. I work for the Jio Television in Pakistan. I was a member of the UNESCO jury for their World Press Freedom Prize. So they invited me here in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Hamid Mir is a journalist from Pakistan. He gave out the 2019 Guillermo Cano Press Freedom Award to two Reuters journalists, Wallone and Kiaso U, who were imprisoned at the time of the award ceremony. The two are free now, after over 500 days behind bars. Mir said that when he gives such an award, it's a way to express solidarity with journalists facing hardship. He knows what it means to be fearful after reporting the truth.
I know that when a journalist is threatened and his life is in danger, so what kind of problems he or his organization face? So when I was a young journalist, I was kidnapped by the intelligence agencies. They tortured me, and that was the first and last time when I thought about to leave this profession. But my late mother, she told me that, no, if you have joined this profession, my father was also a journalist, so you should not surrender, you should not leave this profession. So because my mother was with me, so I never left journalism. And then many bad things happened, like the extremist Taliban, they planted a bomb under my car. It was not exploded. Luckily, I was saved. Because I was supporting the little girl Malala Yousafzai, who later on became a Nobel laureate. So I actually introduced her to the international media. She was only 8-9 years old girl when I found her in a mountain valley of Swat. So the Taliban were very angry with me why I introduced Malala, and they threatened me, they planted a bomb under my car. Then you see, because of my support for the democracy and my opposition and criticism on the violation of the human rights by the security agencies, by the intelligence agencies, they were also not happy with me. So they organized an assassination attempt on my life in Karachi, in Pakistan. Karachi is the biggest city of Pakistan. So I got 7 bullets. Two bullets are still in my body. So I was asked to leave Pakistan. Many friends of mine, they said, no, leave Pakistan. But the people, the ordinary people were with me. My viewers, my readers, they were supporting me. So this is a lesson that when you fight for the people's rights, then the people, they become your source of strength. So I survived in a country like Pakistan because of the public support. The public is my strength. So this is also a lesson that media cannot survive without credibility. And today, fake news is the biggest threat to the freedom of media. So we have to fight fake news, because if we will not fight fake news, we cannot safeguard our credibility. So the public will only support us if we have credibility. And we can only maintain our credibility by being honest with our journalistic principles and being honest to our cause, and the cause is always tell the truth.
Even with all of the hardships that Mir has faced, he still sees journalism as the ultimate democratizing force around the world.
I think that only good and honest journalism can make this world a peaceful place. Only journalism can force dictators and so-called democrats who are ruling in different democratic countries to give justice to their people. So I think that democracy and media, they rise and fall together. And a democracy cannot grow without a free media. And a journalist cannot make a balance between democracy and dictatorship. A journalist cannot be impartial between democracy and dictatorship, between truth and falsehood. So that's why I always stand by democracy. I am always with the democratic forces. I always oppose the dictatorship. And I always support all those who are working for the freedom of media, because freedom of media is protecting democracy, safeguarding democracy. So in Pakistan, I think that we are facing many problems, and the solution of all our problems is democracy. And democracy cannot grow without free media. So if I want to live in Pakistan, and my children, if I want them to live in Pakistan in a very peaceful and safe environment, so I have to fight for freedom of media and for the strengthening of democracy, for the safe and bright future of my children.